seated.
感谢主，我们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
Thank God, let us continue learning from the book of Zechariah.
我们要来看第三章。
Now we're going to see chapter 3.
第三章一开始就是谈到第四个异象。
The beginning of chapter 3, we have the fourth vision.
这个异象很特别。
This vision is very special.
好，天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在主的面前，主的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。
Verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
以色列百姓他们能够重建圣殿，得力于两位领导者，带领有方。
The Israelites were able to rebuild the temple, a grace of two great leaders and their policies.
那当然也因为有两位先知来鼓励，所以他们才开始行动。
And also, because of the encouragement of the two prophets, they were able to stand up and set to the work.
那么当时候的大祭司是约书亚。
The high priest of the time was Joshua.
这个不是带领以色列百姓进迦南地的那个元帅约书亚。
It is, of course, not the general called Joshua to lead the people into the land of Canaan.
那么这个大祭司呢？他看到的是，大祭司站在主的使者面前。
So what Zechariah saw was the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord.
但是撒旦也来在中间。
And Satan was also a participant in this vision.
而且是站在约书亚的右边。
He was standing at the right hand of Joshua.
要跟他作对。
In order to oppose him.
站在他的右边与他作对，这个其实这是一个法庭排列的位置，在法庭上控诉的一个站的位置。
This is actually the distribution of the different factions in a tribunal in order for a trial to be held.
撒旦的意思就是敌对。敌人的意思。
The meaning of Satan is the opposer, the enemy.
他扮演的角色就是与神作对，与神的选民作对。
And his role is he who opposes God and his chosen people.
他是一个控告者。
He is the accuser.
他控告这个约伯。
He accused Job.
他要控诉人在神面前。
And he accuses men before God.
所显出的这个亏欠。
And he points out the wrongdoings and the abilities and lacks in people.
所以一般原告他就是站在右边。
So the prosecution normally stands on the right hand side of the court.
那么他要来控诉约书亚。
And he is here in this tribunal accusing Joshua.
这种敌对的态势非常的明显。
His attitude of opposition is evident.
那这是在异象中所看到的。
And this is the content of the vision.
他可能控诉了很多。
And maybe he has many points of accusation.
但是这个时候呢，神啊，为约书亚说话。
But at this point, the Lord spoke to Joshua.
神替他说话。
He spoke on behalf of him.
并且向撒旦来责备。
And he rebuked Satan in turn.
说撒旦啊，主责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的主来责备你。
He said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you."
还说。这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
And then he says, is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
因为上面提到拣选耶路撒冷。
Before this, we see the phrase, who has chosen Jerusalem.
所以我们读下来，这边所说的火中抽出来的一根柴是指着耶路撒冷。
Therefore, this brand plucked out from the fire refers to Jerusalem.
但是呢，就又是以耶路撒冷来作为一个国家的一个代表。
And Jerusalem in turn is a representation of an entire kingdom.
有时候我们会说白宫的意见或是北京的意见，用一个城市来代表一个国家。
Many times we in the news we hear Beijing states that or the White House announced that representing their respective countries.
为什么说是从火中抽出来的一根柴呢？
So why is Jerusalem a brand plucked out from the fire?
因为他们曾经受足了这个敌人怒火的燃烧。
In the past, Jerusalem withstood and suffered the great fiery attack from their enemy.
他们被掳到外邦去。
They were exiled into captivity.
在那个地方受苦。
And there they suffered.
如同火中在燃烧一样。
Just like a burning fire.
但是神并没有让他们消灭殆尽。
But God did not let them be consumed entirely.
神并没有让这根柴完全燃尽了。
God did not allow it for the brand to be completely burned up.
神从火中来抢救这根柴。
But rather God took this brand from within the fire and the flames.
那这种说法啊，在阿摩斯书的四章十一节也有提到。
We can find this same phrasing in Amos chapter 4 verse 1.
意思一样啊，也是从火中出收出的一根柴。
The meaning is a similar, a brand or a piece of log plucked down from the fire.
我们回去自己翻来看啊，四章十一节。
We can read it later. It is chapter 4 verse 11.
好，神让他们能够回来。
So now God allowed them to return.
他们已经啊剩半条命了。
And they were half dead, we could say.
他们非常软弱。
They were in great debility.
他们在这个危机中呢被抢救出来。
And in their struggle, they were plucked out.
这是指着整个以色列国来说的。
And this refers to the entire kingdom of Israel.
我们再看第三节哈。
Let us see verse 3.
那约书亚他穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel.
所以我们现在知道了为什么撒旦要控诉啊，这个要跟他作对。
So now we see what Satan is accusing and opposing.
因为约书亚他穿着污秽的衣服。
The answer, because Joshua was wearing filthy garments.
那现在我们就会发现一个问题了。
So now we have the problem.
一下子是说约书亚，一下子要跳到耶路撒冷。
And now we are talking first about Joshua and suddenly about Jerusalem.
然后说耶路撒冷是代表整个以色列百姓。
And then we mentioned that Jerusalem represents the entire nation of the Israelites.
约书亚是大祭司。
Joshua was a high priest.
大祭司他的责任就是要代表所有的百姓呢，来肩负这个罪孽，把他带到神面前来献赎罪祭，来赎罪。
The role of the priest is to take the sins and the transgressions of the people and bring it before God as a sin offering.
因为他是中保。
Because he is the mediator.
好，所以现在是用约书亚来代表整个以色列百姓。
Now Joshua is the one representing the entire kingdom of Israel.
所以约书亚他穿着这个污秽的衣服呢，就是要显明当时候以色列百姓他们灵性的状态。
The fact that he is wearing filthy garments in the vision points to the fact that the faith of Israelites was in a deplorable state.
他们在政治上曾经像一根被火燃烧过的柴，危急中被抽出来。
Politically speaking, they were like a brand plucked from the fire in their danger, about to die.
神把他们带回来了。
And God brought them back to their homeland.
他们现在也着手重建神的殿。
Now they put their hand to rebuild God's temple.
但是他们属灵的状况是什么呢？穿了一件污秽的衣服。
But spiritually speaking, how were they? They were wearing filthy garments.
看第四节。
Let us see verse 4.
使者就吩咐在面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”
Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him."
然后又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。”
And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes."
第五节
5.
我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。主的使者在旁边站立。
And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by.
好，所以这个污秽的衣服脱掉以后，
after the filthy garments are removed,
就是使他能够脱离罪孽。
It is allowed for him to be removed from his sin.
那么再穿上华美的衣服，
and then he is clothed with rich robes.
然后再把那个祭司他的裹头巾啊，那个包头巾呢，像一个冠冕呢。做好之后再把它戴上头上。
Furthermore, this clean turban, in the likeness of a crown, is placed on the head of the high priest.
然后有主的使者站在他旁边。
And then the angel of the Lord stands by.
表示说他恢复了在神面前的职分。
And this means that his role before God is restored.
他重新可以在神面前来侍奉。
Once again, he is allowed to serve in the presence of God.
因为这个污秽的衣服脱掉。
For the filthy garments were removed.
脱离罪孽。
He has escaped his iniquity.
还穿上了华美的衣服。
And only that, but he is clothed with rich robes now.
还把这个象征的这个职分的这个裹头巾呢，把它戴上了。
In addition, the turban which represents his role as ministry is placed on his head.
所以他不但把这个污秽的衣服脱掉。
So not only the filthy garments are removed.
穿上华美的衣服。
He's clothed with rich robes.
他的服装就整齐了。
And then his entire apparel is arranged the way it should be.
整个大祭司他的这个服装哈，仪容的装饰呢，他的配件呢，都已经完整了。
His ceremonial robes, his entire attire is the way it should be.
如果他们没有穿这个衣服，是不能够侍立在神面前。
If they did not wear the proper clothing, they could not serve in the presence of God.
再看第六节。
Let us see verse 6.
那主的使者在告诫这个约书亚。
Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying,
说万军之主如此说。
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家。
If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my commandment, then you shall also judge my house.
还有看守我的院宇，我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
And likewise have charge of my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these who stand here.
污秽的衣服脱掉。
The garments are removed.
穿上华美的衣服。
And in place of the filthiness comes the rich robes.
戴上冠冕。
Comes the turban.
可以站在神面前来侍奉。
And now he's able to stand in the presence of God to serve.
但是往后他做的时候该怎么做？
But what should he do from now onwards?
遵行神的道，谨守他的命令。
To keep in his ways and keep in his commandments.
走在神的路上。
To walk in his ways.
按着这个祭司该有的条例呢，来侍奉神。
And serve God according to the statute that the priesthood mandates.
好，所以呢。恢复这个职分以后呢，他还要再按着神的命令、神的规定来献祭、来侍奉。
When this identity and role are restored, he has to offer according to the instruction and regulation as set by God.
他就能一直站在神面前。
And now he can stand before God.
这个就是这第四个意象的这个内容。
This is the content of the fourth vision.
我们有提到，他们重建圣殿是在六月二十四日。
We mentioned that they started rebuilding the temple on the 24th of the sixth month.
那么现在，撒加利亚先生他看异象是十一月的二十四日。
And now Zechariah sees this visions on the 24th of the 11th month.
所以他们建造圣殿已经过了五个月的时间了。
In other words, 5 months have passed since they continue the work of rebuilding the temple.
五个月以来呀。
In these 5 months that have transpired,
神要他们一直在改变。
And God wanted constant transformation from their part.
那么现在更用一个意象来向他们提醒。
And now they're reminded of this through a vision.
虽然他们回来了。
Although they are back.
他们可能还带着很多从外国地回来的一些污秽。
It may be that they return with the filthiness they acquire abroad.
至少他们像哈该先知所说的，他们住这个舒适的房子，任凭神的殿荒凉。
Or at least they were wrong in what Haggai said. They dwelt in abodes with ceilings, but let the temple of God be desolate.
他们爱自己优先于爱神。
They came firstly before God as a priority.
他把自己的生活装饰的点缀的非常的好，但是神的殿却是荒凉的。
They adorned themselves, their houses, their lifestyle, and let God's temple be in ruins.
他们当中还有一些人犯了这个律法里面的规条。
Among them, there were those who transgressed against the law as well.
所以现在呢，用约书亚穿污秽的衣服来做一个象征。
So now Joshua wearing the filthy garments represents the status of their faith.
这个地方让我们看到。
And from here, this we see.
我们今天站在神面前来侍奉。
We stand in the presence of God when we serve.
如果我们不是一直在保持洁净，
if we do not put work into preserving our holiness,
很容易给魔鬼留下地步。
It is easy to leave a foothold to Satan,
给魔鬼留下一个隙缝让他钻进来。
To leave him a gap or a breach through which he can come in.
我们有了污秽，就给魔鬼控诉的机会。
If we have any iniquity in us, then we have something that Satan can accuse us for.
所以这个意象就告诉我们。
So this vision tells us this message.
在我们现象世界里头啊，现象界里头，我们看起来好像我领师翻译讲到做圣工，做很多圣工好像是在现象界里头所做的工作。
In this world that involves our senses, we may be learning hymns, we may be preaching and doing other work.
但是呢，在灵界有另外一个开辟的一个属灵的战场。
But in the spiritual realm, a battle is opened.
我们不是只有在现象界工作，我们还在灵界跟魔鬼在打仗。
So we do not only work for God in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, we are battling against Satan.
这个意象就让我们看到了。
And we see this through this vision.
能够明白这个道理。
We cannot understand what this is about.
那这个是先知他一直在提醒的。
This is something that the prophets continue to remind them.
我们从昨天到今天啊。
From yesterday till now.
我们至少站在这个地方讲话的人，至少已经有五次提醒我们。
The person standing here has at least reminded us 5 times of this.
我们回到神面前。
we return to the presence of God.
深深地考究自己的行为。
And let us meditate upon our deeds and acts.
然后再归向神。
And let us return to God.
所以这一次我们讲转向神，神就转向我们。
Therefore, we spoke about this theme, return to God, and God shall return to us.
不是只有我们的行动，我们的方向，我们的心都是要回归到神面前。
And this involves not only our actions, but our thoughts, our directions, our pursuits all should come back to God.
我们要把世界远远地抛在我们的背后。
Let us throw the world behind us and far back.
我们要努力地往前走。
And let us continue to strive on forward.
不管过去有什么样成功尊贵的事情。
It matters not whether in the past we achieved great success or great glories.
不认为这是荣耀。
We don't consider that our glory.
我们唯一觉得是真的能让我们满足的是在神面前他所喜悦的。
And the only thing that can bring us glory is that which pleases God in His presence.
哈该先知他也讲了同样的这个道理。
Haggai mentioned the same teaching and the same concept.
就在他们建立这个圣殿几个月以后呢，哈该先知也是不断的在提醒。
A few months after they established the temple, Prophet Haggai continued to remind the people of this.
我们翻过来看哈该书第二章。
Let us turn to Haggai chapter 2.
哈该先知他用什么形式用什么方式来提醒他们这一点呢？
In what way of a manner did he remind the people of this point?
并不是意象。
It is not through a vision.
他是要从这个律法的精神跟原则去寻找。
But rather from the principles and the spirit of the law.
哈该书第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节这个是九月二十四日。
The date here is the 24th day of the ninth month.
也就是说他们重建圣殿这个工作进行了三个月。
In other words, 3 months into their rebuilding of the temple.
但是主的话临到先知哈该。
And the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet.
万军之主如此说，你要向祭司问律法。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, now ask the priest concerning the law.
好，这个律法是在祭司的管理当中。
So now the law is under the care and the protection of the priests.
这个祭司他要教导律法。
The priests are meant to impart the teachings of the law.
在各城各乡要解说神的律法。
In each town and a city, they need to explain the word of the Lord.
这是祭司的工作。
This is the work that the priest should do.
所以祭司他就是律法的这个专家。
So the priests are the experts at the law.
那么他要教导人，他自己要献祭都是根据律法。
So in order to teach others or to sacrifice, they need to follow the law.
好像现在我们对于法律有什么问题的时候，就会请这个大法官来解释。
It is similar when we encounter legal problems, we go to an attorney or a judge.
因为他的解释是有权威的。
Because their explanation carries authoritative power.
那问什么问题呢？
What is the problem?
问两个问题。
It is actually a two-part question.
第一个问题。
Firstly,
十二节说的
verse 12,
说有人用衣襟兜剩肉，这衣襟挨着饼或汤或酒或油或别的食物，便算为剩吗？
If one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread or stew, wine or oil or any food, will it become holy?
这个地方的所谓的有人，应该是指着祭司。
When it says if one, it should refer to a priest.
祭司献祭完以后呢，他用他的衣襟把献祭过的这个肉。就是称为圣肉呢，把它包在衣襟上面。
If after offering sacrifice, the priest puts under his sleeve the meat that was offered on the altar,
带到外面来
，and then he brings it outside,
把这个肉拿开
，and then removes the meat from the sleeve,
然后再用这个包过圣肉的衣襟再包其他的东西。
And now with the sleeve, he wraps other things,
比如说包了一个这个馒头。
For example, he puts a bun.
好了，这个馒头包在这个衣襟里面。
Okay, now this bun is inside this fold or the sleeve.
而这个衣襟是曾经包过献过祭的圣肉。
And as we mentioned, this sleeve just touched the meat that was offered on the altar as a sacrifice.
献过祭的圣肉就是分别为圣的。
The meat sacrificed in the altar is consecrated.
那么它被分别为圣的那个神圣性，会不会借着这个衣襟？传给这颗馒头。
So the question is the sanctity of the meat transferred to the bun through the touching by the sleeve or fold?
神圣性有没有传递的功效？
Is holiness or sanctity transferred in this manner?
哇，这个是问到这个律法的根源哦。
So now we are touching upon the roots of the law.
这个不是只有问那个有关法条字面上的意思而已。
It is not just the law by the letter now.
这是问到最根本的精神。
It has to do with the essence and the spirit of the law.
那这个祭司怎么回答？
And how do the priests reply?
哇，这个祭司真的很专业啊。
And they are very expert at what they do.
因为他不需要再拿那个 iPad 来 Google 一下。
There is no need to take up their tablet to find the answer in Google.
马上就回答。
They reply right away.
不算为圣。
No.
啊，哎，他的解释是有权威的。
And their answer is authoritative.
好，这是第一个问题。
This is the first question.
两个问题问完，我们再一起来一并来说明。
So after we answer the second question, let us explain both at the same time.
十三节。
13.
再问第二个问题。
Now comes the second question.
所以有人因摸了死尸，染了污秽，然后挨着这些物的哪一样，这物算污秽吗？祭司说，必算污秽。
If one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? So the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean.
污秽的东西，这个污秽会不会有传染性？
Is uncleanliness contagious or transferred?
祭司回答说，有。
The priest said, yes.
因为以色列百姓他们不可以摸那个死尸。
The Israelites were forbidden from touching dead bodies.
所以假设这个死去的东西死去的这个生物呢，它身上呢有一些病毒。
For example, suppose that the dead body carries a certain disease or virus.
在腐败的过程当中，会有很多的这个细菌。
In the process of putrefaction, there are many agents.
所以如果摸了这个东西，它就变成不洁净了。
And so after touching these things, he might be unclean because of the microbes.
那么他不洁净，他就要去行洁净礼。
And now because he's unclean, he has to perform the act of purification.
这样才不会把可能有的病菌细菌呢。传染出去。
In this way, the possibility of spreading out the disease from this microbes is reduced or eliminated.
那就造成整个生活环境呢就被污染了。
Preventing then the entire greater environment from being polluted.
那么大家就暴露在可能致病的这样的一个危险当中。
And because it will put the entire people in danger of contracting said disease.
好了，我摸了死尸，我再去摸。其他的东西。
Okay, now I touch a dead body and then I touch something else.
那我这个污秽会不会传给我再去摸的那些东西？
So is the uncleanliness in my hand transferred to the second thing that I touch?
祭司说算。
The priest say yes.
会污秽的。
It shall be unclean.
污秽有传染性。
Uncleanliness is passed on.
我们要找答案就往下读，就答案就跑出来了。
If we want the answer to this, let's just continue reading.
十四节。
14.
于是哈该说，主说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
Then Haggai answered and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there is unclean.
三个东西。
Three things.
这国这民。
This people, this nation.
表，这就说这是人的问题，人。
Here, the problem is men.
人的洁净跟污秽要比照上面所说的那两个原则。
The holiness or uncleanness of man shall be subject to the concepts I mentioned earlier.
再来谈到人手下的做的工作。
Next is the work that they carry out with their hands.
也是要比照那两个原则。
They will be subject to those two principles I mentioned above.
那甚至他们在坛上所献的也是要比照这两个原则。
And even the things sacrificed on the altar shall be subject to these two principles.
这就包含了整个人他的全部了。
This encompasses the whole of a person.
全人呢？
The person as a whole.
这个全人表示说，我这个人，我手所做的，还有我所献的祭物。
It means what I do, what my hand does, and what I offer.
这国这民就指的以色列百姓啊。
This people and this nation refer to the Israelites.
在现在正在着手进行重建圣殿的这些人。
There are these very people who are using their hands to rebuild the temple of God.
好，一个人如果他污秽了
，If a person is unclean,
他会把这个污秽呢传给其他的人。
Then they will transfer the uncleanness to other people.
如果一个人污秽了，他会把他的污秽传给他的工作。
If one is unclean, then one transfers their uncleanness to their work.
一个人如果污秽了，他会把他的污秽传给他所献的祭物。
If a person is unclean, then they will transfer their uncleanness to the matter that they are sacrificing.
所以我的人要洁净。
So I as a person need to be clean.
我的工作要洁净。
My work needs to be clean.
我的祭物要洁净。
My sacrifice needs to be clean.
我的人是洁净的。
As a person, I am clean.
但是我做了污秽的工作。
But if I do a filthy work or unclean work,
这个工作的污秽会传染给我这个人。
Then the uncleanness of the work is transferred to me as a person.
这个工作的污秽会传给我献的祭物。
The uncleanness of the sacrifice of the work is transferred to the sacrifice that I offer.
简单讲，
In other words, simply put,
今天在神的面前要侍奉，
If we serve before God today,
从人开始，
We start from us as persons.
人要洁净，
We as persons need to be clean.
他也要做洁净的工作，
And people need to do the act of purification.
他也要献洁净的物，
They need to do work that is clean, offer things that are clean.
那这就包含着我们的 心思意念、言行举止。
That encompasses our speech, our deeds, our thoughts, and our doings.
这包括我们的生活。
This includes our lifestyles.
包括我们在社会的工作。
This includes the work we perform in society.
包括我们来到神面前的侍奉。
And the service that we perform in the presence of God.
通通一个一个的个别的要被要求为洁净。
Every single aspect of our life is required then to be clean.
这当中如果有一个误会，就会让整个不够圣洁。
If among us.
不洁净了。
There is only one of them that is unclean. It causes everything else to become unclean.
好，所以洁净神圣呢，它并没有传递性。
And therefore, holiness and cleanness are not transferable.
我们每个人在神面前都是个别存在。
Before God, we exist individually.
啊，我们每一个个别的在神面前都要洁净。
And as individuals, we need to be clean.
但是如果有一个污秽
，But if there is some uncleanliness,
有一点笑。
If there is a little leaven,
它会让全团都发起来。
Then it makes the entire lump rise.
啊。求善要求全善。
If we want holiness or good, it has to be perfect and complete holiness or good.
除恶， if, 除恶勿尽。
If we eradicate evil, it has to be to the very end.
这样才不会让我们人工作跟献祭都变成污秽。
So that we as people, our work and our sacrifices are not polluted with uncleanliness.
我们再来讲。
Let us continue.
好了，阿公是长老。
Okay, if my grandpa is an elder.
那么他的儿子，长老的儿子要不要受洗？
Does his son need to be baptized as,
有没有说
as an elder?
啊，他爸爸是长老啊。
Would anyone say, "Oh, his dad is an elder"?
是洁净的。
He is clean.
啊，所以哦，他会把他的神圣性传给他儿子。
Therefore, his holiness is passed on to his son.
啊，他儿子不用洗礼的。
So his son is exempt from baptism.
他的孙子也不用洗礼的。
As is his grandson.
没有这个事。
No such thing.
啊，这个阿公是长老，他受洗了。
If grandpa is a, an elder and he is baptized,
他是洁净的。
Then he is clean.
但是他儿子要自己要求洁净。
But his son needs to be cleansed by himself individually.
他的孙子也是要个别求洁净。
His grandson also needs to be individually baptized and cleaned.
用这个观念来讲。
With this thought in mind.
今天我是传道人。
If today I'm a preacher.
啊，如果我这个传道人还算好，有一点点好。
If as a preacher I'm somewhat good, let's say.
好，我是传道人。
I as a preacher.
我们问你一个问题。
Let me ask you this.
因为我是传道人，所以我做的事情一定都是对的，还是说我是传道人，所以我做的事情也要做对的事情？
How does it work? Because I am a pastor, everything I do is correct, or because I am a pastor, everything that I do has to be correct?
答案当然是后面这个。
The correct answer, of course, number two.
好了，我们做一个对的人。
If we conduct ourselves in the proper way.
但是我们要做对的事啊。
We need to still do the right thing.
不是因为我们这个身份，所以我们很自然做什么事情都是对的。
It is not because we have the right identity. Everything that we do is there for good.
哦，哎，这个问题我们要去想。
So let us think about this question carefully.
所以现在呢，在神面前要侍奉的时候呢，这个要要求到全善。
Now, if we are to serve in front of God, the requirement is absolute goodness and sanctity.
包括我们的灵修。
This includes our spiritual cultivation.
我们道德性的要求。
And the requirements we have to ourselves regarding our morals.
对国家法律的遵守。
How we keep the laws of the nation in which we live.
我们在工作场合，我们要合乎，要合理合法。
We need to do things according to the law, according to our morals in our workplace.
好，我们在来到神的面前。
And now we come before God.
我们的信仰，我们的侍奉。
Our faith, our service.
都是要务求全善。
Everything is required to be absolutely spotlessly clean.
不是说我们今天是神的儿子的。
We cannot say that because we are sons and daughters of God. 我有神
儿子的身份啊。
We now are sons of God.
所以我做的事情一定是对的。
So everything that I do is correct.
不是这样。
It doesn't work this way.
因为我是神的儿子。
Because I am the son of God.
所以我必须要做对的事情。
Then I need to do what is right.
人是对的，事也是对的，他的献祭也是对的。
The identity is correct, the deed is correct, and the sacrifice is correct.
这样才是神所悦纳。
This is what God accepts.
那么在今天我们大家我们想，我们大概在道德性的要求，我们都会很高。
So come back to our today. We have a high moral standard, but we subject ourselves.
哎，我们的生活也都务求洁净。
In our lives, we pursue holiness.
但是信仰也要洁净。
But our faith needs to be clean.
那是在神面前的献祭。
And this is our sacrifice before God.
我们看一下哥林多后书十一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章，我们。来看从第一节开始看。
Let us see 2 Corinthians chapter 11 starting from verse 1.
保罗为哥林多教会实在是煞费苦心啊。
Paul suffered and wept his heart for the church in Corinth.
这个教会这个恩赐啊能力啊 样样都是比其他人更超越。
This church had an abundance and a diversity of gifts beyond any other church.
但是他们的问题也比其他地方更多。
But likewise, their problems surpassed that of any other church as well.
我们看十一章第一节。
And let us see chapter 11, verse 1.
但愿你们宽容我这一点愚昧，其实你们原是宽容我的。
Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me.
第二节。
2.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
先读到这里啊。
Let's stop here for now.
保罗说：“我为你们起了一个嫉妒的恨。”
Paul says, "I have a godly jealousy for you."
那这个嫉妒的恨是神那样的嫉妒。
And this jealousy is a godly jealousy.
因为啊。保罗带领这个哥林多教会的信徒来进到基督的恩典里面。
The reason is that Paul led the church of Corinth into the grace of the Lord.
就是许配一个丈夫了。
And that is how they will be thrown to a husband.
他们像一个贞洁的童女呢献给基督。
And as a chaste virgin, they will offer up to Christ.
非常洁净、很单纯的就来信主了。
And it is pure innocence, purity at its maximum offered to Christ.
经过基督宝血的洁净呢，让基督能够得荣耀的。
By the cleansing of the blood of Christ, the name of Christ was glorified.
但是保罗说，我现在有一个嫉妒。
But Paul says, now I feel jealousy.
这个像什么？像夫妻之间的爱。
And what is this jealousy like? It's like the love between husband and wife.
夫妻之间的爱就像啊，这个眼睛不能够容下一粒小沙。
And it's the purity level required is not a single speck of dust in the eye.
在爱里面是二人成为一体，是绝对的排他的。
In love, there is the concept of to become one and absolute exclusivity.
这个井水泉源，这个爱情呢，只能够与配偶来共享，不可与其他人来分享。
The waters of the well of the love in marriage are only shared with the other half and no one else.
所以呢，这个嫉妒就是因为爱而产生的。
And this jealousy is originated from love.
是因为要求全部的爱而产生的。
It is because the requirement to the other party is complete, entire, devoted love.
要求专一洁净的爱而产生的。
It's a love that is given completely in purity.
第三节。
Three.
我只怕你们的心或偏于血，失去那向基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
保罗担心的事情发生。
What Paul was worried about happened.
他们的心偏于血。
Their heart were prone to evil.
然后那个纯一清洁的心就失去了。
And they lost their minds of simplicity.
这是爱情当中所要求的。
This is what is required in love.
这是爱这个婚姻当中必然要的这个条件。
It is a necessary requirement in marriage.
这个心是向着基督来发出的。
This heart comes because of Christ.
我们是完全属于基督的。
We completely belong to Christ.
但是现在有人就像蛇用诡诈来诱惑了这个夏娃一样，来诱惑了这个哥林多教会的信徒。
But now someone As Eve was deceived by the serpent, came and corrupted and deceived the members.
所以在信仰上就不纯洁了。
Therefore, they were no longer pure in their faith.
那我们来看一下，到底是怎么回事呢
？So let us see what was the bottom of the matter.
第四节
，verse four.
假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的。
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted.
当时候这个哥林多教会呢，受到一些异端邪说的这个影响。
The Church of Corinth was influenced by heresies and philosophies.
保罗把它解读说，这个失去了对基督纯一清洁的心。
And Paul explained this as a corruption that led to the loss of simplicity in Christ.
不是原来基督所传纯正的道理。
It was not the pure gospel as preached by Jesus Christ.
那这个地方用三句话来涵盖。
And this is encompassed through three phrases.
另传一个耶稣。
Being preached another Jesus,
另受一个灵,
to receive another spirit,
另得一个福音,
and to receive another gospel.
就说传耶稣，但是呢，传的已经不是符合这个真理里面的这个耶稣的特性。
That is to say, Jesus is preached, but this Jesus is not according to the features as defined by the gospel.
在当时候，像哥罗西书里面所写的呢， 有那个诺斯底主义的前身啊，开始慢慢要形成的一种说法。
For example, in Colossians, we see the vestiges of Gnosticism and their false teachings.
所以保罗他写哥罗西书啊，给哥罗西一带的教会的信徒啊，要把他们信仰纠正回来。
Therefore, Paul writes to the church of Colossae as well in order to rectify their faith.
那这个诺斯底主义的前身啊，它柔和的犹太主义啊，罗马神话还有希腊的哲学，它发展中另外一种学说。
Philosophies of the Greek mixed with the teachings of the Roman religion came Gnosticism, and also from Jewish party.
哦，那么这三合一的这个主张就说了，这个善恶是有两个源头来的。
And this three doctrines mixed together say that evil and good come from two sources.
人的灵是洁净的。
People's spirits are clean.
人的肉身是污秽的。
But their flesh is unclean.
啊，那神怎么会在肉身显现？
So how can God then be manifested in the flesh?
啊，所以他们不相信耶稣基督道成肉身。
So they did not believe that Jesus was the Word made flesh.
啊，然后他们宁愿接受一个诺斯底主义的说法，而不相信啊耶稣基督他道成肉身的这种啊真理。
They would rather take the teachings of Gnosticism instead of accepting Jesus Christ as he was.
而且他们把主耶稣基督的位分把它降低的，就认为耶稣基督是那个比较小的神呐。
So they lower Jesus Christ in his position, considering him a minor god.
对耶稣基督，他就是神本身，就是有至高无上的这个荣耀啊，是全知、全能、全爱、全在的这样一个特性呢。他加以否认。
Jesus Christ is God Himself. He is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. But they lowered Him to a degree that it was that is not worthy of Him.
啊，一样在讲耶稣这个名字。
So the same name is mentioned, which is Jesus.
但是他们所传耶稣的这个内涵呢，已经不一样了。
But what they imply with the name Jesus is different from what originally Jesus was.
是用人的智慧的聪明的这种说法，哎。这个哲学的东西就把它压低了。
With the craftiness of men and with this evil and wrong philosophies, they pull down Jesus from his authority and hierarchy.
这个信仰就改变了。
So their faith was changed.
所以保罗才紧张说写信给哥罗西教会。
This is why Paul began to be nervous and wrote to Colossae.
耶稣基督他是全知全能的。
Jesus Christ is omnipotent and omnipresent.
啊，他神一切的丰富都在他的里面。
And omniscient and every single abundance of God can be found in him.
所以他是至高无上的。
Therefore, he is high and above beyond all.
他是完全的。
He is absolutely perfect.
好，那么要把这些错误改过来。
And now, these wrongs need to be righted.
所以他们另传一个耶稣，已经不是他们本来所相信的耶稣基督。
So this is how they preach another Jesus, who is not the Jesus in which they believe originally.
不是另外一个人，而是说那个对耶稣的认识、对耶稣的神性的主张呢，已经改变了。
It is not that they believe in another person, but now their concept of the divinity of Christ has changed.
啊，另受一个灵。
And then they received a different spirit.
对于灵的主张、对于灵的看法不一样了。
They have a different point of view in regard to spiritual matters.
啊，或者说他们受了另外一种邪灵的这个诱惑了。
Or maybe we could say they were deceived by an evil spirit.
对灵的问题已经产生疑惑。
They now have confusion in terms of the spiritual things.
啊，跟原来他们所受的这个灵不一样的。
And this spirit is different from the spirit which they received originally.
原来他们所受的灵，他们是很清楚的感受的。
They originally felt clearly and closely that spirit that came into them.
这不是一个客观的知识而已。
And this is not some objective knowledge that we are talking about.
不是只有一个客观的真理的主张，更是个人主张的主观的体会。
It is not an objective fact or truth. It's actually a subjective feeling and experience.
啊，是任谁都不能够改变他们的体验的。
It is something that no one can change your own experience.
所以在加拉太书里面呢，保罗也是对他们说过这样同这个类似的话。
So in Galatians, Paul says the similar thing to the people there.
有人来传。这个受洗借着基督的十字架的功劳还不够，还要在行割礼才能够得救，讲这个道理。
Some people preach the truth being that the work that Jesus did on the cross is enough, is not enough, for circumcision is also needed.
要行律法才能够称义。
Only by doing the law one can be justified.
保罗说这个不错了。
Paul says this is wrong.
你这个把基督教的根整个把它翻掉了。
Because you have turned the Christianity on his back upside down.
我们整个基督信仰体系的根本呢，就是在基督论。
The whole structure of our Christian faith is based on Christ.
就是基督为我们钉十字架。
That is to say, Christ was crucified for us.
他所成全的救赎是完全完美的。
And the salvation that he accomplished is perfect and complete.
因为这是神智慧的奥秘。
Because this is the mystery of the wisdom of God.
但是呢，他们现在传不够，还要再行割礼、行律法。
And they say, no, that is not enough. We need to also be circumcised according to the law.
保罗说，我问你们一句话。
And Paul says, let me ask you something.
你们这些外邦来信主的，你们当初受圣灵的时候。
You who were Gentiles before, when you received the Holy Spirit,
你们是行律法得来得圣灵的，还是信耶稣来得圣灵的？
Did you receive the Holy Spirit because you were doers of the law, or because you believed in Christ?
这不言而喻，很清楚的答案。
And there is no need for a second guess or thought.
他们当初领受圣灵是因为信而相信耶稣基督哈，来得到这个圣灵的。
They received the Holy Spirit because they believed in Christ.
不是行律法来得圣灵。
Not because they obeyed and followed the law.
所以你们受圣灵很清楚啊。
Therefore, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you know clearly why.
你们从圣灵入门啊。
You started, you set foot in Christianity through the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们要靠着圣灵来成全。
Of course, we need to fulfill these things through the Holy Spirit.
但是谁来迷惑我们呢？
So who shall come to deceive us?
所以当初我们领受圣灵的时候，我们那个信仰，那个纯真的信仰，我们要把它守住。
We need to keep that holy faith that we gain when we receive the Holy Spirit.
再来，以后传的那个是改变过的。
And what is read afterwards is has been modified. We know.
或者另得一个福音。
Or we have accepted a different gospel.
就像我们刚刚所提到的。
Just like we mentioned.
有人讲行割礼才能够得救。
Some people say be circumcised and then be saved.
但这个福音是因信称义啊。
But the gospel tells us that we are justified by faith.
这是基督为我们所预备的救赎。
This is the salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ prepared for us.
我们今天是就这个来的。
We are saved through this.
我们也在这边来得到这个救恩。
And here it is also how we receive salvation.
所以不可以改变。
And this cannot be changed.
对基督的纯义的清洁心不可改变。
The simplicity in heart for Christ cannot be changed.
这样呢，我们才能够在神面前来侍奉。
This is how we can serve before God.
像当初神透过哈该先知勉励他们的。
Just like in the days of old, when God admonished the people to prophet Haggai.
像神用异象来告诉以色列百姓的。
Just like God made this known to His people through visions.
你要遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，侍奉要按着神所规定的方式来。
Keep my commandments, subject to my statutes, and do according to the methods I have prescribed.
你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇了。
And you shall oversee my temple and dwell in my house.
所以我们真教会信仰的这个传承，我们要一直要坚持。
Therefore, we must persevere in the passing on of the true faith in our church.
今天在这个世界有很多似是而非的道理。
Nowadays, there are many paradoxical truths that are not really truths.
有人喜欢用哲学去解释圣经。
Some people like to tackle the Bible from a philosophical point of view.
到最后是在相信哲学，不是让相信圣经的真理。
In the end, they are believing in philosophy, knowing the truth in the Bible.
这是非常可怕的一件事情。
This is something terrifying.
如果这样，我们怎么能够在神面前来侍立呢？
If this is what we believe, how can we serve in front of God?
所以那个洁净不是只有道德性的。
Therefore, when we talk about cleanliness, it is not only from a moral perspective.
我们对最起初的福音真理要坚持。
We need to persevere in that gospel and that spirit which we believe in the beginning.
这是教会安身立命的基础。
This is the crucial point of survival for the church.
教会要成为真理的柱石跟根基。
The church shall become the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会建立在真理的根基，但教会要成为真理的柱石，把它发扬，把它高举。
The church is established on the foundation of the truth and shall elevate this truth by becoming a pillar of it.
如果不是在纯真的道理里头嘞。
And if it's not under the context of the purity of the word,
我们没有力量,
then we have no strength.
我们会心虚,
we will lose hope.
我们不能走得很踏实,
and we cannot walk firmly.
我们会有很多的疑惑,
we will have much confusion.
我们会有很多的抱怨,
we will have many complaints.
很多很多对教会抱怨的人,
there are many, many people who complain against the church.
会凑在一起,
and they will all cluster together.
这个叫做臭气相投了。
This is to be like-minded in a bad way.
对教会不满的人为什么都是凑在一起呢？
Why is it that the people who grumble against the church gather together?
他怎么可能一面在真教会里面侍奉，一面在骂真耶稣教会？
How can they with one hand serve the church and with the other hand slap the church?
他们如何能够这样做的？
How could they do this?
对基督失去纯一清洁的心。
They lost the simplicity of their heart in Christ.
在信仰上已经改变了。
They have changed their concepts of their faith.
我们当然要怜悯这样的人。
Of course, we have compassion on such people.
但是我们自己要小心，不要被迷惑了。
But we need to be careful ourselves, lest we be deceived as well.
保罗说，这种迷惑就像蛇在诱惑夏娃一样。
Paul says, this sort of deception is the same deception that Satan used with Eve.
非常可怕。
It is terrifying.
一直讲话，一直讲话。
It's constant dialogue, constant speech.
女人不该跟蛇说话的。
The woman should not have spoken with that serpent.
第一个问题问出来，你就要警醒了，要退回来了。
When you ask the first question, you need to recede and go away.
但是呢，一来一往，一直讲话。
But to and fro, when the dialogue.
然后呢，就被诱惑了。
And then she was deceived.
今天在诱惑人的东西也是一样。
Today, the same thing applies when we are deceived.
就是语言跟文字。
It is through letters and through words.
我们要的是真理。
What we want is the truth.
不是人间的语言，不是这个技巧的文字。
Not the mumblings and rumblings of the words or the polished nature of educated, elegant text.
保罗说他传福音，他不是用高言大士。
Paul says that he did not preach with high knowledge or high wisdom.
他是靠着圣灵的大能。
But rather with the power of the Spirit.
诱惑人了，很多的语言在诱惑人。
There is much language, much words, many words that confuse people and deceive them.
用人间的语言。
These words come from men.
用人间的这个理性。
They use the logic that is purely human.
非常可怕。
And it is terrifying.
那个灵在里头。
The Spirit is within.
生出错误的心就被迷惑了。
When the wrong thing enters the heart is deceived.
保守自己，唯一之道就是远离这些东西。
The only way to protect oneself is to be far off from these things.
我们就在圣经里面来祷告，再来读经。
Let us read the truth according to the Bible.
借着圣灵来帮助我们。
And may the Holy Spirit help us.
我们已经在这个靠着圣灵来入门了。
We have entered into faith through the Holy Spirit.
我们要靠着圣灵牢牢地把真理的规模给守住。
So by the Spirit, let us keep the range of the truth tightly.
末世呢有很多灵混乱的现象。
In the end of times, there will be a confusion of spirits.
所以这个灵也要纯洁。
And therefore, the spirit needs to be pure as well.
就是不可以有这个污秽的想法。
There can be no impure thoughts.
这个真道上的主张要非常纯正。
We need to be pure when it comes to preserving the truth.
顺服圣灵的引导。
Follow the guidance of the Spirit.
要正确地看待圣灵的主张。
And correctly see what is the opinion of the Spirit.
领受圣灵的帮助。
Receive the help of the Spirit.
顺服圣灵带领。
And follow the guidance of the Spirit.
我们已经靠着圣灵带我们进入这个得救的门内了。
We have already trusted in the Spirit to lead us to the gates of salvation.
谁都不能够改变我们的。
And no one can change us.
我们个人非常清楚的。
We know what we are doing.
我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹。
We, every single brother and sister sitting here.
当我们领受圣灵那一刻。
The moment in which we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们真的立志要跟着主走到世界的尽头。
We made the determination to follow Christ to the ends of the world.
我们真的一生一世都要献身在真教会里头。
In our entire life and for a lifetime, we offer up ourselves to the church.
我们那一刻的那个激动跟感动。
That emotion, that excitement of the time,
因为神的灵真实的临在我们身上
existed because the Spirit of God was truly upon us.
我们就是这样来建立信心。
And this is how we establish our faith.
还有谁来迷惑我们呢？
Who else can come and deceive us?
谁能迷惑我们？
Who can deceive us?
不能的。
It is impossible.
我们要很坚定的相信。
We need to persevere and be reaffirming what we believe.
好，我们再回来撒迦利亚书第三章。
Let us return to Zechariah chapter 3.
这个意象讲完了，我们大概就了解这个道理了。
When we finish this vision, will we understand what is the bottom of the matter?
我们要把那件污秽的衣服脱掉。
We need to lay aside the filthy garment.
神给我们穿上华美的衣服。
And God will put on us rich robes.
我们要遵循他的道，谨守他的命令。
Let us keep his commandments and persevere in his statutes.
没有另外的主张。
And have no further opinion.
没有另外的路。
Have no further way.
我们只有这一条一直往前走。
There's only this way in which we will walk.
那我们要洁净的还有什么呢？
What else should we do to be clean?
所以我们必须要有纯一清洁的心对着主耶稣。
We need to have a pure heart in front of Christ.
我们还要把个人一些个性上的一些缺失呢，把它改变。
And we need to polish away some of the defects in our character.
我们都有很多的个性。
We have a different type of characters and we have our own temper.
有一个弟兄。
There was a certain brother.
我们跟他谈话。
Whom once we conversed with.
希望他能够改变他的个性。
We wanted him to consider changing his character.
他说
，And he said,
这是主耶稣给我的。
This is what the Lord gave me.
我的个性本来就这样啊。
This is how I was.
我就是这样啊。
This is how I am.
那主耶稣给我这个恩赐。
The Lord gave me this gift.
他说他的个性是主耶稣给他的恩赐。
He said that his bad character was a gift from Christ.
他说我不改变。
He said I'm not changing.
我这样可以帮助教会。
Because in this way I can help the church.
他的个性是什么呢
？What was his character like？
他看到人就骂。
When he saw someone, he would scold and solemnly rebuke. So the Lord gave you the ability to insult, the gift to insult.
因为他太严格了。
He was too stern.
哦，个性又不好。
And he had a bad temper as well.
太直率了。
He was too direct.
所以他不是在造就人。
So he wasn't edifying people.
他接触过的人都是被他伤害的。
Everyone who he touched, he hurt and harmed.
他说我的个性就这样。
And he said, this is how I am.
跟随主耶稣的门徒。
The disciples that followed Christ.
雅各、约翰。
James and John.
也是被称为雷子。
We also call the sons of the thunder.
啊，他们曾经啊，接受主耶稣的命令，说到那个撒玛利亚的村庄去预备啊一个地方啊，主耶稣要到那里去。
Once by the commission of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we went to a town in Samaria to prepare a place for Jesus Christ.
撒玛利亚的人不接受。
The Samaritans did not accept him.
他们跟主耶稣说。
And they said to Jesus.
我们求神从天上降下来，把这个整个村、这个村庄都烧光吧。
Allow us to call upon the fire from the heavens so that their entire village is burned to ashes.
这种个性如果不改的话，以后当使徒怎么办呢？
If this character is not changed, what would happen when these people became apostles?
哎呀，你看看，个性是这样的。
See, they have such temper.
太强了。
It doesn't work.
但是圣灵降临以后，他们改变了。
But when the Holy Spirit descended upon them, they changed.
这个约翰后来成为爱的使徒啊。
And this John became the apostle of love.
他在那个谈那个爱啊，我们觉得说啊，这个讲的是太好了。
And when he talks about love, we feel it is so wonderful.
那个就是一个真理的给他的改变。
And that is the transformation brought on by the truth.
圣灵把他改变。
The Holy Spirit changed him.
我们为什么来这里呢？
Why is it that we came here?
肯定可能你已经遇到这个侍奉上的瓶颈了。
Maybe we reach the bottom of our service.
就借这个机会改变我们自己。
And we want this opportunity to transform ourselves.
如果我们是穿一件不够洁净的衣服来，我们要把它脱掉。
If we come with garments that are unclean or not clean enough, let us lay them aside.
我们回去的时候已经换了一件华美的衣服了。
In the past, we have already been clothed with rich robes.
这个衣服人家会看得到。
And this robe is visible to everyone.
改变一下。
Change it.
让我们的同龄，我们家里的人感觉到我们真的是改变了。
So that our fellow brethren and our families feel that we have changed.
以前不够谦卑的，现在要把自己放得更低。
If we were not humble enough, let us lower ourselves further.
以前跟人际互动不是很和谐的，我们要好好的来反省。
If we were not adept at striking harmony in our interpersonal relationships, let us reconsider.
啊，为什么有我们在的地方总是纷纷扰扰
？Why is it that wherever we go, there is quarrel and contention?
到底是教会有问题，还是我个人有问题
？Is a problem with the church or with myself?
是教会要改变，还是我自己要调整
？Is the church the one who needs to change, or is it I who need to adjust myself?
很值得我们去思考的。
This is a very valid question that we should ponder upon.
有些弟兄姐妹非常热心。
Some brothers and sisters are very zealous.
在教会里面做了很多工作。
In the church, they do much work for God.
但是呢，他嘴巴也说了很多话。
However, their mouth speaks too many words.
啊，一个团体里头啊
，in a group,
有人不说也不做。
If some people don't say anything, then they don't do anything.
啊，有人只说不做。
Some people talk the talk but don't walk the walk.
啊，有人又说又做。
Some people speak and do at the same time.
有人安静的做，不太讲什么话。
Some people.Do things quietly without saying much.
就是说我们需要说话的时候，是说能够造就人的话，能够帮助教会的话。
When we speak, we should speak in order to edify the church and edify our neighbor.
如果我们做了很多事情，但是我们也说了很多话，抱怨的话、计较的话、比较的话、计较比较，然后就乱叫。
If we say many words of, if we do many things, but then we say words of comparison, of quarrel, of whatever.
所以教会就乱糟糟。
Then the church becomes complete chaos.
为什么这样
？Why?
为什么我们不能够改变自己
？Why is it that we can't change ourselves？
你做了很多事了。
We do much that is true。
破坏的也不少啊。
But we also inflict much harm。
做了很多事。
We do many things。
但是话都给你说尽了。
But we have run out of words to speak。
可惜。
This is just too unfortunate。
什么都好啊。
Everything was good。
啊，就是嘴巴不够好。
Until you open your mouth。
啊，这可能是我们的软弱。
This might be a weakness。
我们相信我们是无意的。
We believe that we don't do it on purpose.
没有人有意要来破坏教会。
Nobody would try to damage the church on purpose.
那就是我们的本性没有改变。
But our nature has not changed.
啊，可不可能在这一次这几天，我们真的把它改变过来
？Is it possible for us to change this once and for all during this week?
就像一件污秽的衣服把它脱掉了。
And let us lay it aside, take it off like a filthy garment.
穿上新人。
And be clothed with the new.
那怎么样能够穿上新人呢
？So how can we be clothed with the new man?
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter four.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter four.
四章二十节。
Chapter four verse 20.
以弗所书四章二十节。
Ephesians chapter four verse 20.
我们学基督不是这样。
But you have not so learned Christ.
就说不是像十九节所说的贪行种种的污秽。
That is to say, we do not go past for the lewdness and the evil works in verse 19.
我们以基督作为一个完全的榜样给我们学习。
But rather, taking Christ as a perfect example, we imitate him.
我们听了他的道。
We heard his word.
领了他的教，学了他的真理。
We receive his teachings and receive his truth.
好，那么把旧人把他脱掉。
And we lay aside the old man.
这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑才渐渐变坏的。
This man was corrupted because of the deceitful lusts.
那要改变行为，要先从心智改变。
And in order to change our acts, we need to change our minds.
那要改变心智呢，就是要改变生命本质。
And in order to change our minds, we need to change the essence of our lives.
就像十八节所说的。
Like verse 18 says.
这些人呢，心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
These people having their understanding darkness being alienated from the life of God.
我们今天重新被主来改变我们生命。
Today, our lives have been transformed by Christ.
我们心智也改换一新。
And our minds have also been transformed for the good.
一直在对付我们的私欲。
Always battling against our desires.
那我们把私欲像一件旧衣服脱掉了。
And like a piece of old garment, we take off our desires.
还穿上新人。
And we are clothed with a new man.
这个新人就是有基督的形象。
The new man has the image of Christ.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
With true righteousness and holiness.
这就是我们神训班，我们一直每天都在做的。
This is what we do NATS all the time.
真的让主耶稣来改变我们的生命。
May the Lord truly transform our lives.
我们再翻回来看。
Let us return back.
撒加利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
那么第三章的第八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
第四个意象已经讲完。
We finished the fourth vision.
那就是说整个以色列百姓他们必须要调整改变。
In summary, the entire people of Israel needed to change and adjust.
但是第八节呢？就顺势啊，谈到大祭司约书亚。
But in verse 8, Joshua is again mentioned in passing.
把大祭司约书亚作为一个预表。
He is taken as a prefiguration.
你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听啊，他们是做预兆的。
You and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign.
也就是说，大祭司跟其他的祭司同伴呢？都应该要听。
In other words, let the high priest and his fellow priests listen.
然后呢，这些祭司他是做一个预兆。
The high priest is then a prefiguration.
就是要来预表耶稣基督了。
He represents, or they represent Jesus Christ.
因为底下就提出来了。
Because later on we see him mentioned.
我必使我仆人大卫的苗裔发出。
For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch.
因为要加上这个大卫呢，这个意思才会完整。
We need to add David into the equation for it to make sense.
那这个就是先知书里面一直在预言的。
This is the prophecy that we saw constantly in the prophetic books.
大卫的后裔有一个受膏者要出来。
One of the descendants of David would be the anointed.
耶稣就是犹大支派。
Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah.
大卫的后裔。
He is from the branch of David.
那这个苗裔呢，他好像一个嫩芽开始的时候呢，是一点点。
And this branch is like a little sprout springing out.
但是呢，它一发展出来，它要发出，它就会壮大。
But when it grows out to be big and strong.
表示耶稣基督他出生是很卑微，但是呢，他却是有无穷的能力。
This tells us of Jesus' humble birth and at the same time about his infinite power.
好，所以呢，用大祭司约书亚要来做预。预表耶稣基督。
So now Joshua is a prefiguration of Jesus Christ.
第九节
，verse 9。
看哪，我在约书亚面前所立的石头，在一块石头上有七眼。
For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes.
有一个石头。
There is a stone.
而且有七个眼。
And has seven eyes on it.
那这个根据启示录第五章第六节，我们就可以知道。
According to Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, this we know.
七眼就是七个灵。
Seven eyes represent seven spirits.
七灵，这是神的灵啊。
Seven spirits represent God.
那这个七是一个完全数。
Seven is a perfect number.
有七个眼，就表示说它可以观察遍地。
And seven eyes means the ability to oversee the entire land.
但也是灵。
But it is also spirit.
所以无所不在。
It is omnipresent.
无所不能。
It is omnipotent.
一直在监察。
And it's always in vigilance and watching.
所以这个石头不是普通平凡的石头。
So this stone is not a normal stone.
那当然，我们看了很多的相关的经文。
Of course, we are familiar with many verses that are similar.
耶稣基督就是匠人所弃的那个石头。
Jesus is the stone forsaken by the master builder.
他就是活石。
He is the living stone.
他就是我们的房角石。
He is our cornerstone.
那这个房角石，那就是第七节这个底下说的万军之主说。
And the cornerstone is mentioned in verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts.
我要亲自雕刻这石头，并要在一日之间除掉这地的罪孽。
For behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
好，这是主耶稣他成全救恩的意思了。
This means that the Lord will fulfill salvation.
所以这个石头是神所预备的。
So this stone is God's preparation.
神却把它雕塑。
And God came to inscribe it.
成为一个救赎的根源。
So that it became the root of salvation.
那么在一日之间除掉地的罪孽。
In one day, I will remove the iniquity of the land.
就是主耶稣被钉十字架的那一刻。
And this refers to the instant when Christ was crucified.
最后他说成了。
And in the end, he said, it is done.
整个救赎的计划都完成了。
And the entire plan on the son of salvation was accomplished.
是果效一直追溯到旧约献牛羊凭信。守律法献牛羊的人都在耶稣基督的救赎当中。
The effect encompasses all the way back to the sacrifice of animals in the Old Testament. Everyone is under his salvation.
希伯来书十章第十节、十二节、十四节所说的主耶稣他一次献上自己，就成了一个永远的得救根源。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 10, 12 and 14 says that for once and for all, he became the root of and source of all salvation.
这个都是在一日之间的这个意义。
And this is the meaning behind the words in one day.
好，那所以当时候来看约书亚他前面有一个石头。
So from the perspective of that time, before Joshua was a stone.
以历史性来看
，from a historical perspective,
可能是神勉励他，他要立一个石头。
Maybe God inspired him to lay a stone before him.
作为一个这个纪念。
As a monument for remembrance.
因为前面他们污秽的衣服脱掉了，就脱离罪孽了。
Because before that, they removed their filthy clothing and they escaped their iniquities.
那就是说，要预表这个得到救恩了。
And that is to say, the prefiguration of salvation is here.
穿上华美的衣服，可以在神面前来侍奉。
They were clothed with rich robes and now they are worthy to serve in front of God.
就可以来到施恩宝座前。坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前，侍立在神面前。
So they can come without fear to the throne of mercy and serve in the presence of God.
所以用一个石头来纪念。
And a stone is made in remembrance of this.
这可能是它历史性的应验。
Maybe this is physically, historically, how the prophecy was fulfilled.
但是在属灵层次的应验呢
？But from a spiritual realm,
指的耶稣基督要来。
This refers to Jesus Christ's coming.
这是神所预备的石头。
This is the stone that God prepared.
要成全救恩的。
Which will accomplish salvation.
那么第十节
verse 10.
当主耶稣成全这个救恩
，When the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished salvation.
当那日你们个人要请邻舍坐在葡萄树和无花果树下。
It says in that day everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree.
这是万军之主说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
就说万国的人都要来到神的国。
That is to say all nations will come to God's nation.
来领受这个救恩。
In order to receive the salvation.
不是只有以色列百姓归回。
It is not only the Israelites who return.
以色列百姓要跟他们邻邦邻国的人都要和睦和谐的相处。
The Israelites and their neighbors would dwell in harmony.
在葡萄树在无花果树下，大家会想安和的乐利的。
Under their vines, their fig trees, they will all coexist in peace.
来享受神的恩典。
And enjoy the blessing of the Lord.
在那里来赞美神。
And there they shall worship God.
那这个就是在基督的国度里面才成全。
And this can only happen in the kingdom of Christ.
感谢主
Thank God.
在我们教会里面在比如说我们到印度去的时候一句 Hallelujah 大家都很亲切。
In our church, even for example, when we go to India, we say Hallelujah, and everyone shows warmth and is familiar with one another.
虽然他们的皮肤颜色跟我们不一样。
Although they might be of a different complexion.
我们到那个地方去
When we go there.
他们会说有一个白人来了。
They say, Hey, look, a white man is here.
如果你觉得你的皮肤不够白你就可以到印度去，你就变成白人。
If you don't feel white enough, you can go to India and see what they say about you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们印度的童女也是很可爱。
Our members in India are very adorable too.
虽然他们说着非常生硬的英语。
Although their language is a little rough to our ears.
但是 Hallelujah, 大家的发音都一样的。
Hallelujah is pronounced the same in every language.
祷告灵言听起来都是一样的。
And when we pray in tongues, the sound is exactly the same as ours.
所以呢，在基督里面大家都是合一的。
Therefore in Christ, we are one world in harmony.
只有在基督里面才能够成就这样的事情。
And only in Christ can this be possible.
那你看看。福音要广传。
Now see, the gospel is meant to be spread.
2500年前
2500 years ago,
某一个晚上
a certain night,
撒加利亚看到的异象。
Zechariah saw these visions.
他把它传开来。
And he spread them out.
在引申大祭司要预表耶稣。
Extrapolating this, the high priest represents Christ.
在一日之间要来消除这个地的罪孽。
Who in one day would eradicate all evil and sin in this world.
这个不需要太多解释，我们一读就清楚。
There is not much explanation needed. We read it, we understand it.
主耶稣要在 撒迦利亚看异象之后的500多年，他才降生。
The will of God was for Jesus Christ to be born 500 years after Zechariah's vision.
但是在此之前的500多年已经讲了。
But before that happened, 500 years ago, the prophecy was given.
更早700多年前的以赛亚先知也讲了。
Even earlier, 700 years before, Isaiah already gave the prophecy.
所以神为我们预备的这个救恩是真的。
So the salvation that God prepared for us is true.
他为什么要借着历朝历代的这个先知都给我们说一点东西呢？
So why is it that dynasty after dynasty we were revealed a little nugget of salvation?
当我们回过头去看的时候，
as we turn back and look,
历史的走向过来，
when we walk through history,
我们望向历史，历史向我们走过来，
when we look toward history, history walk towards us,
神的爱都有痕迹。
And we see the trail of God's love.
都留下注解。
We see all these explanations.
煞费苦心，这样用他的全能全智去计划出来的。
How wonderful is that with his mighty power and his mighty knowledge and wisdom, he planned everything for us.
我们会很感动。
We will be touched when we realize.
光想这一点会让你晚上睡不着觉。
This, if you think about it carefully, would prevent you from sleeping tonight.
我们今天得救恩。
Today we are saved.
在神的计划里面。
And we are in God's plan.
这是神在万古之先、创世以前所预备的。
And this was designed and thought and prepared by God before even the creation of the nations.
在我们自己的国家没信耶稣，跑到美国来信耶稣。
We did not believe or know Christ in our country. We came to the United States and got to know Christ.
神计划好了。
It was in God's plan.
我们能够说什么呢？
What else can we add?
我们只能够感恩。
We can only be thankful for it.
感恩会更加的谦卑。
The more thanks we give, the more humble we will become.
觉得自己是不配的。
We will feel how unworthy we are of this.
感恩会更加的珍惜。
When we give thanks, we will appreciate this even more.
会珍惜侍奉的机会。
We will treasure the opportunity to serve.
啊，因为主耶稣把污秽的衣服把我们脱掉了。
For Jesus removed from us the filthy garment.
穿上华美的衣服。
And put on us a rich robe.
给我们带了一个冠冕，这是一个神儿子的冠冕。
He put on us a turban or a crown that belongs to the Son of God.
那接着我们要遵行他的道，谨守他的命令。
And next, let us keep his commandments and keep his statutes.
按照该有的作为，我们来做。
Let us do what we must do.
我们就一直在站立在神的面前。
Let us stand in this manner before the presence of God.
啊，求主帮助我们大家。
May the Lord help us all.
这一节课到这个地方。
Let us end a lesson now.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.